Idiosyncrasies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Maggie and Landon. I just now realized our cameras are in the wrong spots.
No.
So,
because I'm
am I Landon?
Because you changed your name. Yeah. Yeah. Maggie's Landon, and Landon's Maggie.
Oh wait, did I swear?
Oh god, I can hear myself too. There we go.
I'm the woman. Wait.
Wait.
I'm the woman.
Here. I can change my name. Edit server profile. Is that how I do this?
Yep. Server profile.
Save changes.
There we go.
M fat.
For Maggie.
M fat.
Anyway, we're gonna start this with the songs.
Okay. Landon.
Okay.
So, hold on, I have them here. Okay, so my first song is Nude by Radiohead.
Why are you nude?
Okay, my second song is Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins. What?
Pumpkins don't make mayonnaise.
But they're smashing.
Marianne.
Did you just have a spirit orb fly on your screen? Did you see that?
I think there's a bug in my room.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a spirit orb.
Okay. How the fuck do you spell mayonnaise?
I found it.
M-A-I-S-E.
And then let's do I have a couple. Man, I could do like six songs.
I've never heard of the song. I have a couple. I could do like six songs.
I feel it coming. Okay. Let's do Helena Beat by Foster the People. Or Helena.
Helena Beat.
Or Helena. Is it Helena or Helena? I would say Helena, but...
I think Helena? HB. Isn't that... That's how MCR says it, too?
It's H-E-L-E-N-A.
I think it's Helena, So Long and Good Night.
Good night.
So long and good night. All right, Maggie, your songs?
Maggle.
Another Light by Redvox.
Not Another Love by Tim O'Dell.
I love this video. Another Light. Every single pocket.
Every single
Is it
one.
Not this one?
Is it not this one?
This one, that's also like just a regular song. It's by Vinny Vinesauce. It's a regular song. It's by Vinny Vinesauce. In Over My Head Cable Car by The Fray. I think that's the whole
Over My Head song. Cable Car. Yep.
Able.
Yeah. Cable.
Cable.
It kept flopping between Over My Head and In the End.
Doesn't even matter.
And then One by Mob Choir.
Not One by Metallica, yeah.
No.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
24/7.
We don't stop playing Guitar Hero.
Never. We start the and it's gone.
And we only play one by Metallica.
We continue to play until we get a copyright strike.
You play a quarter of a song.
Yeah, we play like the start of a song.
yeah. I think the first song is Slow Ride.
Slow Ride.
Then
take it easy.
Then we would get banned.
And then we would get banned.
Yeah. Slow Ride Band.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to do Homesick.
Homestuck?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Like, she barked at me. Homesick by Noah Kahan.
Bless you.
Stick you. Season by Noah Kahan.
Bless it's rabbits. No, it's rabbit season.
And then Cotton Eye Joe, the murder ballad by Ponds or Kings.
You said words, I think.
Where did she go?
Where did she come from?
Yeah, but this time he's on murderer.
No, murder ballad.
The murder ballad. That's really good. I like him.
I've been married.
Do you guys know how to do the Cotton Eye Joe? Like the dance?
Nope. That sounds racist. Go for it. Power through you, Whitey.
It's
wow.
Two taps with your heel to the front, two taps with your foot to the back.
Can you demonstrate?
Side. Yeah.
Or should I demonstrate? I'll demonstrate.
I can do the Cotton Eye Joe right now, right here.
Okay. Okay.
So, okay. Two heel taps to the front. Two toe taps.
Wait. Start from the beginning.
Two heel taps to the front.
Right foot or left foot?
Either one.
Okay, right. Okay.
Okay, two taps with your toes to the back.
Okay. I'm wearing all black and then black.
Yeah, so it's there's just an arm.
Sidestep.
Side step out.
With side same step foot? Out. Same
just,
foot?
Just one foot. Yes.
Same foot?
Side step
okay.
out. Yes.
Okay.
Touch your foot with your opposite hand.
Okay.
Back down.
Okay.
Step to the side that you just were on the foot. Like, go to, yeah. Like, do one, two, three. Clap. And then you spin back around. You just learned the Cotton Eye Joe.
Wow.
Finally! I've been married a long time ago.
All right. Well, Trey, are you gonna?
Nope, I'm not.
You're not gonna do the Cotton Eye Joe?
No.
So, did you guys never do the Cotton Eye Joe at like school dances?
No, I mostly did the stand on the wall.
I mainly did just drugs.
I did the stand on the wall, then came out for the cha-cha slide, and then went back to the wall.
Yeah, we all came up for
the cha-cha slide. Cotton Eye Joe is the cha-cha, like, is one of the cha-cha slide songs, where it's like everybody has to go out. It's cha-cha slide, Cotton Eye Joe, and Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle. I remember Cupid Shuffle.
I love the Cupid Shuffle.
Wait, what's Cupid Shuffle?
To the right,
to the right.
I got it. It's literally just all that.
My sleep paralysis demon is Maggie and Landon both singing
to the left, to the right,
Cupid Shuffle, but very different versions of it.
Bossy!
And then it's just Bell looking out over top of me.
God.
And then Wemmy going, is this your card?
Is this your card?
Well, is this your card?
Just pulling your leg hair.
Yeah. Odd. All right, God, I had something I wanted to talk about and then I forgot about it. So who's got stories?
I love being a bitch in emails at work. Why did I?
Man, you've been talking a lot about being a bitch in emails. Go in depth.
That's because she's a bitch and she also emails.
And then she also emails.
Okay, but I'm also generally very nice in emails. Like, I use exclamation points. I go, thank you so much. Like, oh my God. I'll do a little smiley face. I'm so nice in emails because I know that it can be like easily misconstrued.
Yeah.
Because it, like, people don't know how to, like, not that people don't know
how to read.
People don't know how to read. But like,
they also don't know how to
can't
read.
Tell context from just email, read between especially the lines. Older people, which I deal a lot with. But lately, so yesterday, this woman was complaining about our new system that we just implemented that I absolutely love. It's great for sending out tax returns. It does all the work that I used to have to do for me. Automatically. It's great.
That's nice.
Wonderful. She was complaining about it because she didn't scroll down in a PDF to see that the rest of her payment vouchers were there. So I was making fun of her. But like, I sent this like bitchy email and even one of my coworkers walked out and was like, you're so brave for sending that to her. Because this woman is just such a bitch. Yeah. Like, that is the only way to say this about
her. You out-bitched the bitch.
I
did. She didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
I had at my last job would have emails. Me and my coworker before he left would do this. We would write out entire emails, copy everything, and then send it in a Teams message to the other person, just like, hey, would this get me fired? It was mostly me, like, correcting his, because he had way more of an attitude than I did, but every once in a while I would send him one, but it was almost every time he sent one, I'm like, yeah, do not fucking say that. That is... You crossed a line, and then you kept on going.
Go ahead,
because mine goes a little long.
That just reminds me of just, like, double-checking the emails. It's in the office where Pam will be like, hey, this person's on the phone, and then Mike will pick up and be like, hey, yo, Michael is in the house, and then be like, nope, still me. I'll put you through now. Like, to give him, like,
But the email, so we've been getting on people's asses about paying, because there's a lot of people that haven't paid us from doing their taxes last year. So we sent this lady her, like, invoices again, and she was like, I only just got these with the tax packet, which we sent out in January. For the first time. It's not like they've been sitting out there for years on my account. So I responded saying, these invoices are for services that were done to complete your 2020 and 2021 taxes. I understand there was a bit of delay in the billing process for these services. However, these are now almost 90 days past due, and payment is expected upon receipt of the invoice. Payments that are past 60 days are considered delinquent. Because we're not doing her taxes until she pays us.
Yeah.
Fair enough. She was mad that we said that we're not doing her taxes until
kids nowadays don't want to do work for free. Damn,
like, girl, damn them kids. You owe us $1,200.
You just don't want to work. You just don't. Kids nowadays just don't want to work.
Yeah, they just don't want to work. But yeah, I love being a bitch in emails.
Yeah, up top. Oh shit! I just broke my... Okay, I'm good.
I'm trying to think. I've definitely talked about, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I definitely talked to you guys about it, but just, like, emails, somebody spelling my name wrong, because, like, my name is spelled T-R-E-Y. People will misspell it as T-R-A-Y, like a food tray, and that pisses me off, just to no end. But it's worse when it is an email or instant messaging, because then it's like, that name is right there. You had to look at it to see who sent the message. It's right there.
Oh, whammy. Tway.
What?
T-E-I-Y.
Tai.
Tai. You don't know how to Dougie tray?
I don't know how to...
Teach me.
I was a wallflower. I don't know what to fucking tell you. God, we're going to teach me how to Dougie?
Sad to sad. Well, because it's actually, like, something like that. I'm white, so I, like, like, I don't actually know how to Dougie, but they literally tell you how to
Dougie. They teach you how to Dougie. It's right there.
I'm deaf. Cat
daddy?
What?
What?
I don't know what that is.
What? Just so silent. Daddy?
Oh, I said the cat daddy.
I thought you were like, is that daddy? I'm like, who are you talking about?
Throwing a little bit of stinky leg, you know what I'm saying?
Stinky leg? God, I keep getting fucking TikToks of people just like doing the stinky leg to every song. It's like, why? Why is this coming back in goddamn 2023?
Oh, yeah, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy dance.
Mm, so, yep.
I don't know any other part other than Soulja Boy. Watch me crank that, watch me roll.
What's really funny, Soulja Boy used to be on Newgrounds when he was younger, and he would actually a lot of his old music videos, he would actually commission like flash artists and things like that to make his music videos, things like that, and after that he would give him the N-word pass. Which I'm like, this is great. This is like 2007, 2008. Soulja Boy is a weird guy.
Did you guys know about when he did the song Kiss Me Through the Phone? That was his real phone number. 678-999-8212. That's his real phone number.
Damn.
give me the
I'm gonna call like, I'm gonna fucking call Soulja Boy.
When people realize like they started calling him, so he had to change his phone.
Yeah. Number. Yeah, what he's that's so dumb.
I'll be kind of honest. He's
I mean, like a dumbass. I would say, like, this is coming from the same brain of that came up with the Soulja Boy, the fucking Game Boy clone console.
Well, no, that's the problem. It wasn't he didn't even call it the Soulja Boy. That was the problem. That
no, that's was yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he literally just stole like Nintendo emulator things and did not name it the Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
that was the, like everyone's like, yeah, fucking. I know that's legal. It's literally a felony. Nintendo has sent a cease and desist like 6 times. He didn't name it the Soulja Boy though, so everyone got fucking upset about
pointless.
That.
Like, yeah, it was right there
because what was right it? It was there, a right Soulja Boy game. I think eventually he did have like a Game Boy that he did eventually name it, but it was it was called his company was called Soulja Boy Game.
Yeah, checks out.
Soulja Watch.
It's a watch, wow. It's a watch, but you have to like crank that.
Yeah, you have to crank that.
You just have to like. Oh my god!
It's got like an actual large ass crank.
Just made me think. Have you guys ever been in a car that had roll down windows?
Yeah. My fucking! I owned a car that had.
Oh my god!
Roll down windows.
When I was growing up, we had a car that was roll down windows. It was such a fucking pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a workout. It's good. You can double.
I was like 7. I just wanted the window down.
It'll work for it.
I'll see you that. I'll raise you this. It also did not have power locks. My friends would sit in the back fucking seat of the car, or any of the seats, really. And if I would drive them,
open the door?
Yeah, like to and from like rehearsals and shit, because we were all in like show choir and band and shit together. They would just open the door. And what can I do about that but yell at them, and then they don't close it. So we're driving down the fucking street, door flies open. I'm like, I'm gonna murder, I will push that you out.
That is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
One time when I was a kid, I was in the back seat. My dad was driving, and my Erica was in the passenger seat. And the door just came open. Don't know why. I must have just not hit it hard. But we're on the highway. We're going like 70, 80 miles an hour.
Oh,
and
man.
The door just flies open, and I had ice cream, like from Archie's. No. I was just, and it just flew out of my hand, and I just napkins were starting to fly all over the place. Eric is screaming. I'm crying because I lost my ice cream, and Dad's trying to like shut the door. I'm like, I put my ice cream in. He's like, go the fuck back. Just shut the goddamn door. But the door's wide open. So I'm like, I can't get out of the door. If I get out of the door, you'll go. And so he literally was able to stretch like and like close it.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did that.
Is your dad Mr. Fantastic?
Have that power.
I don't know how he did it, but I think he was just able to like grab the
the window or something.
Grab onto it.
It's not even before the handle where you would put like your funny little coins at.
Or your gum wrappers. The cigarette ashtray.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he stuck his finger in the cigarette ashtray and closed it. But I was just
area where you'd put your coins. No, that's for cigarettes.
No, that's for cigarettes.
No, that's for coins. That's for gum wrappers, and that is for stuff I find in my pocket that I don't want anymore, and my dad can then take care of it when he cleans the car out.
Have you noticed that most newer cars don't really have that anymore?
Yeah.
Because it's for cigarettes.
It's for cigarettes.
It's for cigarettes.
And the amount of times I've stuck my.
It's really annoying though, because most of them now got rid of the. Ashtray, but it's just like a handle now.
Yeah.
So it's like I could hold shit in the ashtray. I can't hold shit where it's just a handle. I don't need a handle.
Yeah.
I need cargo space.
I need an ashtray.
Daddy needs a smoke.
Well, that's also a lot of cars have gotten rid of. I mean, like, makes sense. The cigarette lighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the amount of times I've stuck my finger in those fucking things.
Oh god.
I don't know, something about them is just
sticking your fingers in things.
I'm sorry. That's just my finger fits.
I think that's where the fucking If it fits, it sits.
If it fits, it sits.
If there's it fits, a hole, it sticks.
If there's a hole in the wall, I'm sticking my finger through it. That's just how things are.
God, you're a menace.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. It's my natural instinct.
If there's a hole, I want to put my finger in it, okay?
Okay.
Now that I'm saying that, it sounds totally sexual. It's,
it keeps getting worse.
That's just more of like just intuitive nature. If like if there's
I'm a man.
If there's a hole,
there's a hole. I will stick my finger into finger. It. Like finger. Mouth, like says dick, but then it's just ADR to have finger my, over yeah, top
my,
of
my
it.
My dick finger.
It's not the first time you've had to do that for Landon. To cover up something that he just repeatedly kept saying after being told.
I was like, when did I? So oh, yeah, the G teller. Word. Yeah, so the fortune teller.
So the
teller. Well, okay. The funny thing about that, too, is that, like, Jared and I then were also saying it, telling him how it was a bad word, like how it was a not correct word. So then we were just saying it. Everyone's saying it.
I didn't know. My family members that literally call themselves that, I didn't know that.
I mean, like, yeah, it's kind of like, it's one of those terms that's like in the community.
Yeah. Because I have family members that are Egyptian and they just, that's what they call themselves. So yeah. I didn't know.
Like, it's just, it's got bad connotations with it. So it's more of a reclaimed also, word within the community.
I'm a white boy that listens to Fleetwood Mac, so I don't
know. Yeah, the Fleetwood
Mac. It's a Venn diagram, really, of like those. Yeah,
my favorite those Fleetwood groups. Mac song, Fortune Teller.
Stevie Nicks is the only one that's allowed to say the word.
She's the only white woman that's allowed to say anything.
She is the white witch. She's the only one who can say it.
She is the woman.
She is the woman.
Was she in American Horror Story?
Yes. Yeah, she was in
she was in the Coven.
Coven.
I
love her.
Was she in Coven or was she in Apocalypse? Because Apocalypse was like the continuation of Coven.
She was in Coven.
Okay.
Because I didn't watch anything past the circus.
Okay.
I need to go back and watch the Roanoke one because I just skipped it because I thought it was like it was more of a documentary style. I'm like, I don't really care. But
yeah. And coming. Then okay. Yeah, she was in Coven. Yeah, I.
What term? I'll message you, Oak. He's like, what slur are they saying?
Gation. That's is that one also an offensive term?
I don't know what that is.
Geisha? G-E-I-S-H-A?
No, that is generally like a Asian like
cult like just style.
Like a cultural thing. Yeah. Geisha is like a type of woman. There's a specific like role.
I know what they are. I just didn't know if geisha or geishan is.
I think geishan might not be okay, but geisha is like a straight up thing.
Geisha or Geico are professional entertainers who attend guests during
Geico
meals.
It's literally 15% or more.
For our car insurance.
Okay, so Redditor says.
Oh, well, if Reddit says it's okay, it's gotta be okay.
3 years ago, edited 3 years ago, so this is a good sign. Contrary to popular belief, geisha are not the Eastern equivalent of a prostitute, a misconception originating in the West due to foreign interactions with, I'm not saying that word, and other sex workers, who appearance have been similar to that of geisha.
What word?
Send it in the chat. I want to know what the word.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what goes with sex worker that you can't say.
I don't know what that is, so and I don't want to be the white guy to say it.
Put it in the chat.
Yeah,
I don't want to be the white guy who says it.
Yeah. Like, I've never heard of that word before. Like, Oh, it's a courtesan. Okay.
Where did you put it? Oh, streaming PC.
Yeah.
Oiron. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's just like a.
It's still
used today. It's okay. In Demon Slayer. They say that it's basically just like the highest lady of a.
Yeah, consider it to be above common prostitute.
It's a pimp.
Yeah.
Or escort.
It's still
a sex worker, but they're. It's higher.
They're like the person that gets requested the most. They're the one that house or like pimp would.
Their house? They are all Dr. Gregory House.
Yeah.
I'm going there right now.
But like they're basically the one that would be used as the advertisement to get more people to go to the establishment in general.
So think of like Pokemon cards, you got your commons, and then you got your rares and ultra rares. I think.
He's not the Pokemon guy. I am.
I'm the Pokemon character.
I'm the Pokemon.
I'm the gamer boy. I'm the one who games. Okay?
I'm not straight. I'm a gamer.
What?
I'm not straight. I'm a gamer. Okay.
Speaking of being a gamer, be sure to check out carcrashstore.com to get your I'm a gamer who lives in Ohio, consumes Speaker, and watches Idiosyncrasies merch.
So yeah, I just scrolled down a little bit on this Reddit page. It's called r/s history. Right under the has geisha always been a racist and offensive term? Right under that was agriculture a mistake?
Well, now I gotta know.
So I'm gonna read it. This guy is named I'm So Bad - at names. So I'm So Bad says, I am studying history, and while researching an argument I have to make, I came across Jared Diamond's article, worst mistake in history of the human race. The article is interesting and thought-provoking, but I really can't understand how he came to the conclusion it was a mistake. He seems to go against a progressivist view for this, saying, it's hard to prove. How do you show that the lives of people 10,000 years ago got better when they abandoned hunting and gathering for farming? Was agriculture a mistake or not? What's your opinion?
I think what agriculture has become or like come to is a mistake. Strictly because, especially in the United States, it has become highly monetized and generally they're producing way more than they need to, and they end up throwing out so much because they just literally cannot sell it all.
I agree with that. I do believe that agriculture needs kind of like a reset, where it's not that we have it, but what we should
what's your stance on GMOs? Because I think GMOs contribute a lot to that overproduction.
I fucking love GMOs.
It really depends on the kind of GMO that we're talking about, because like there's a lot of stuff where it is helpful.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Most food that we eat has GMOs in it, and a lot of food we do eat would not be eatable without GMOs. But then there's also the situation.
Eatable.
Shut the fuck up. there's some situations where they do take it way too far and should probably limit on how much we're actually genetically modifying things to such a certain standpoint. So again, what we should do things to what we need to survive and live comfortably, but not to where so comfortably where it's excessive. Speaking of, I'm gonna go get my Asian food that's covered in GMOs. I'll be right back.
So I actually did a project on GMOs when I was in high school. I made like a whole Tumblr blog for it and everything. It was great. I wonder if it's still up. Hashtag GMOs on Tumblr. I got a really good grade, but I did a lot of research into GMOs, and it was really interesting to see how many people don't understand what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And are like completely against it because of that. Where it's like people think that GMOs are Landon's scaring me.
Oh, I didn't even see him there.
But that GMOs are genuinely like chemicals being put into all of our food and everything. And it's like, no, that's not what all GMOs are.
Yeah. It's definitely under that blanket. There's for some. Sure. Don't
Monsanto? Fuck Monsanto. Fucking hate Monsanto. But a lot of GMOs, we literally would not be able to have the majority of everything we eat is GMO.
Yeah, like bananas,
genetically modified
bananas. Have you ever seen a natural banana? Like a non,
They're fucked up.
It's literally banana, like a tiny little fucking banana, right?
Yeah.
A skin coating on the on the inside of what you're able to eat, and then the rest of it's just seeds.
Yeah.
You would not be able to eat a fucking banana.
People also think that a lot of the GMO stuff that they're seeing or eating is people, like scientists, going in and changing the DNA. It's literally just picking and choosing the seeds.
Yeah, natural. Just naturally selecting, like, or not
that
naturally.
That is the majority.
Yeah.
Natural selection.
I do remember. When I was younger, there's a Chinese place here in town that has the option. Hey, do you want lo mein or lo mein without GMO? And I was just always confused by that. Like, what the fuck is a GMO? So I would just make up random shit like that. So I would just be like, grandma made Oriental. I don't know. That's like just why I assumed what it was. But no, someone was like, yeah, it just used non-GMO based, you know, just proteins and shit like that. I'm like, and it tasted like shit.
So, changing subject here. Landon, how do you feel about a third dog in the house?
What kind?
I think it's a pit bull, like Kelso.
Okay. Whose is it?
It's a family member's. They were fostering it, and they're looking to rehome it.
Okay. Can you send me pictures?
Yeah, I'll have my mom send me the Facebook post, and then
I'll just need to make sure that, you know, the dog is not going to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I love pit bulls, but fostering pit bulls can be kind of a
right.
Challenge.
Yeah, no, for sure.
They didn't send me a fucking fork, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if I don't think this is my Tumblr. I'm trying to find my GMO Tumblr. Because I did it when I was in high school, and I got such a good grade on that. Congrats on maybe another dog.
Thanks. I don't know. I was really against it, but also I just kind of didn't want to go through the adoption process with two dogs and two cats. I wasn't sure how they would feel about that.
Huh?
Like an adoption center, if they would think that'd be too many pets, but
yeah.
If it's a rehome, I kind of figured I'd try it.
Yeah, I don't know how three dogs would be.
I don't know if it'll be too much or.
Just because we had also such a limited yard.
Right. That's the, make sure I don't dox my family member.
Oh, what a cutie, though.
Yeah.
Cutie.
Boo Boo destroyed his bed, so now he's taken over Miss Daisy's bed. God. Three male dogs? Okay, that might be a little too much.
Yeah.
it's a lot of canine testosterone in that house. If we do that.
Yeah, it really just depends.
Mm-hmm.
I think we still have to have Blade and Calso meet.
Right, yeah, maybe yes. No, I'm not not 100% on it anyway. What?
Is it like an urgent thing?
I don't know. Probably not.
This entire time we've been on podcast, I have had Zomboid open in the background, and it has just been looping on the main screen with the music.
Oh,
so
God.
Just every once in a while, I get this lady in my head just going, wow.
I thought you were just going to start singing fucking Justin Bieber's.
I know you want me. I know you care.
Just shout whenever and I'll be there. You want my love. You want my heart. And we will never, ever be apart.
Yes.
Are we an idol? Girl, we're playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Said there's another, then look me in my eyes. My first
She's still
love
going.
Broke my heart for the first time. I fucking loved Justin Bieber when I was
Yeah, remember when we were all drunk and we were listening to it and fucking... Was that at your house or was that in the hotel?
That was at my house. That was when you and I were sitting on the floor and when you put the Mountain Dew on our head. It was so cold.
It was so cold. It was so cold.
I think that was when Trey had passed out.
I don't remember that. Like, I remember you guys sitting on the floor, and I remember the Mountain Dew, so it had to have been just after that.
Yeah, because Mountain Dew and floor sitting, we were still playing the game.
Yeah.
Because I drew us with the Mountain Dew on our head.
I was about to
Okay, why wasn't I told about the snacks on the podcast deal? Like, okay, guys.
I'm always snacking on the podcast.
Dinner.
That was disgusting.
Dinner.
Hey, ma'am.
Ezra's like, just like these funny little stibbits.
Stop.
Oh, is that like the banana, like the... Fuck, what's that called?
Okay. So, plantain. I keep saying. Yeah, every time I order it, I'm like, can I get a plantation, please? By mistake.
Yeah, you can just order those from that restaurant? That's insane.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you know, and they're all foreign.
Yeah.
So it's like, can I get six plantations, please?
Six.
Sussing.
One is like that gets the job done.
But they're all cased in, you know, in the egg roll, you know, paper. So I can't tell if I'm eating an egg roll or a plantain until I bite into
a
it.
A plantation.
So I'm trying to, you know, because, you know, eating an egg roll mixed with the rice and the noodles, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But then eating rice and noodles
and then banana
and potato curry and then banana. I'm just
plantains are not bananas.
Banana. I think it literally says banana on the fucking menu item when from them.
Okay, but plantains are not bananas.
Okay, but there's are
plantains.
It's the same thing.
No, they're not.
What the fuck is a plantain?
It's a plantain. It's its own thing.
Oh, that is okay.
They are separate things.
Platanos in Spanish look like large bananas.
Platanos,
they sure do.
Look like, but they're not.
But they taste the exact same way.
They are technically fruit.
Yeah, but they're
not.
But
much like the tomato, and unlike the banana, they are eaten and cooked as if they were a vegetable. Harder to peel, especially when green, than bananas, plantains cannot be eaten raw. The more you know.
I learned so much about plantains in Spanish class.
Why did...
I learned so much about...
That's the second thing.
I've learned so much about bananas in English class.
What?
What's the second thing? What?
Because it was the GMOs. And you're like, I did a project on GMOs and then plantains. I learned so much about plantains in Spanish.
Hey, I went to a very good white school.
I think you just took a cooking class in Spain.
No, my Spanish teachers in high school, I actually basically had the same teacher all 4 years.
Your teacher was still in high school?
Man, no, Maggie,
I was in high school.
Maggie didn't take home ec. She took
was like almost 50.
Casa Economicos. I don't even know if that's a Spanish word for economics. I made that up.
I skipped Spanish. I didn't take Spanish. So you could literally...
Is it Economicus? Yeah, okay.
Necronomicon?
No.
Economicus.
Economicus.
Yeah, look at me. I learned something.
Zach Galifianakis?
Zach Galifianakis? Jake Gynecologist?
I was in like a college level Spanish class for my senior year. And so we did more of like a cultural... thing than like actually learning Spanish, so we did a lot of like food, because food is a big part of so many cultures.
I didn't take Spanish. I took ASL.
See, that's not an option in my school.
We only got
that,
it.
I think that was only an option after I left at my high school.
Yeah, it was my sophomore year. You had the two options. You could either you could vote for either ASL or you could vote for Cantonese. I really wanted Cantonese. Cantonese would have been cool, but ASL won.
So hard.
Same.
Like, anyways. Like, Cantonese is such an impractical language. Like, when are you going to use that?
Chinese restaurants, idiot. Duh. Or in China.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot Mandarin's not, like, the dominant or, like, the only language. That's fair.
Or in China. Or if you're playing
the whole thing. Going to China, they have so many different dialects where it's like, yeah, they might know, like, you knowing Cantonese might not help you at all.
I mean, or, that's all languages, though. Like, even...
No, but in the sense that, like, straight up, they don't speak the same language. It's not, like, slightly different words. Like, it is not the same.
Oh.
Like, I have talked... Well, when I was in high school, I used to go to a nail tech.
In Spanish class, I was talking to a Chinese student.
No, when I was in high school.
Well, they were talking about plantains. We were talking about Cantonese. Sorry, go ahead.
One of my nail technicians, he talked a lot to his, like, his employees.
His other Chinese.
No, his other employees, and he would have to speak to them in literally just, like, different languages. He's like, I can't speak to her. We both are, like, Chinese, and I cannot speak to her because she lived in a different part of the country than me.
And it wasn't a language thing. It was a race thing. I just actually don't like where she lives. I can't speak to her.
No, no.
I just don't like her.
I just don't like her.
Like, they could not understand each other.
It's like, Trey, can you please tell Maggie to shut up? I just can't stand
talking. Really interesting to learn, especially because growing up, it's like you hear about Chinese and it's like it's just you speak Chinese.
Yeah.
It's like you knew just that one language, but they branch off so much. And it's not just dialects. It's straight up.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because China is such a large,
it's gigantic,
so large
place. And they have such a large population, too. They literally, what, like a seventh or 2/7 of the entire population, something like that. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
They themselves are like billions upon billions. And also, I feel like, if I remember correctly, the lands, like in the country of China, are not easily traversed. So, like, that would create a lot more separation between different areas and cultures.
Which I find so interesting. It's so cool how that works.
Yeah.
I say we go to China. That's it.
Okay. Like,
we should
more?
Just go to China.
That's it. We just go to China.
The idiots do China.
There's have you guys ever watched Idiot Abroad?
Is that the
Carl Pilkington?
Ricky Gervais,
Carl.
I fucking love that show. I haven't seen it forever.
So fucking funny. I've been trying to find the first season. You can only buy it.
Really? I remember it was on Netflix forever ago. But the one that I vividly remember was when they send him to India for the cholera run.
Yeah.
And he was just standing in the middle of the street being like,
it's so funny.
If we could find it, we should watch it.
We're gonna watch it tonight after podcast.
It's so fucking funny. Trey, you would like it just because you know Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know that piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, total piece of shit.
Total
asshole.
Piece of shit.
But he has a podcast.
But when he does it to his friend,
it's really funny. when he goes to the color run in India, and he's just like, this is, why are they doing this?
yeah, sorry about everybody losing audio there for a second. My snackies hit my Stream Deck buttons. We're good though. We have audio now. Snacks going over here. Away from
we
my
were
Stream
talking
Deck.
About
oh. Idiot Abroad.
Very funny show. Very good. It's old.
Yeah.
I don't remember how long ago it came out, but it was like 2010.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago when I last saw it.
Yeah. They did like 3 seasons. From what I know, the first and second season were the only good ones. Because like there was a point where like Carl started like understanding what was going on and it wasn't as funny.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny.
About it.
Yeah, Ricky just actually has to take a hammer to his head every before every season to kind of reset, you know.
It's a soft reset.
That's why. Yeah. That's why. If you ever look at Carl, he has a very like squirrel looking head.
He's a funny looking guy.
He's doofy. And the he's way goofy looking.
He's goofy looking. He kind of. Do you know Limmy, the like streamer guy?
Mm-hmm. The name sounds really familiar.
He's Scottish. He's he kind of looks like Limmy.
He's the kilogram of steel, kilogram of feathers guy.
Yeah, he looks a lot. Yeah,
he looks a lot like Limmy.
Yeah, he looks like a. He always reminded me of the guy off of Impractical Jokers.
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, Murr.
Murr. Murr.
Joe.
Oh, Joe.
No, the one that looks like a little fucking ferret.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like Murr, and then also the guy from Shaun of the Dead. Like, if they had a child.
Simon Pegg?
Sure, bud. Sean.
Sean? Okay.
I don't know that one.
Shaun well, of the Dead like, and Hot Fuzz.
Well, because see, I think Lemmy, Joe Gatto, and Simon Pegg all look similar. I don't know where Murr's coming from.
I'm thinking about the right, yeah, Impractical Jokers, the bald fuck.
Yeah, yeah, bald guy.
The
yeah.
Ferret looking guy.
Yeah, they're all like Lim's the same Murr. Person.
Yeah, I don't know why you think Limmy and Joe look the same. Joe looks like an average Italian.
Yeah, bada bing, like, bada boom. That guy.
Like a guy that works at a.
Yeah,
Joe Gatto, yeah.
And yells at you.
No, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Larry!
Yeah.
Larry! God, we need to watch more Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Joe, he looks like that. Want a pot of coffee? That guy. That's who you're. I always get.
Yeah.
I always get Joe.
Yeah.
You want a pot of coffee?
He, you want a pot of coffee? Two,
that is just a bit that Joe would have done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a bit he has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not now that I look up Limmy again. I from memory, I was just picturing him.
And I did send a picture of Carl. He looks like. Fucking Bill Burr. He just looks every white bald guy looks the fucking same.
God, have you seen the fucking TikTok of the girl that's like in the McDonald's line? Talks about like fucking Jeff Bezos or something. And it's like, I have his picture in my car. And then it's just, she turns her camera on. God, let me fucking find that video. That is the funniest fucking video. Girl in car. Picture of
girl car McDonald's
Murray,
Bill Murray
from Impractical Jokers.
Bill Murray from Impractical Jokers.
Impractical.
Apart me.
Apart me.
Sorry, I was trying to get chocolate out of my tooth.
Bill I searched Murray. Girl in car picture of Murray from Impractical Jokers TikTok. First thing, 7 months ago, 7.8 million views. Sal comes out as gay. That's not what I wanted, but thanks.
Is he actually gay?
I don't know.
Wasn't he married?
I think he's married.
I just typed
is Sal gay? Volcano gay?
Yeah, is Sal in Practical Jokes gay?
Oh, yeah. He's married. Sal once stated that he was gay, but later revealed that he did it to encourage James Murray to open up about his sexuality. What? Is Murray gay?
What the fuck? I think they're all gay.
Are they all gay?
I'm on this this article about him. just goes over his basics. Early life, career. Is he gay?
Is he gay? Does Sal Volcano is gay?
Is Murr gay?
Yeah, I don't know. Is Murray gay? After his confession, James Murray opened up and came out as gay. At that point, Sal stunned viewers by stating that he'd come out as gay to encourage James to reveal his sexuality. That he had come out as gay. Yeah.
I think that's fucked up.
That sounds like a bit that they would do on the show.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, I'm gay. So you can confide in me. And then they'll be like, oh. Okay. Now tell him. You know what I'm saying?
Now tell him you're gay too.
Now tell him you're gay too. And then you can confide in him and be open.
No, but like, if that's really the Joe in the back. Dude, falling
we can be impractical jokers. We could
be impractical jokers.
Yes, 100%.
I think we
impromptu goobers.
Tag yourself and then tag everybody else.
Okay.
Silence.
I think I would be most like Q. Because
you're Joe. You're Italian.
Chickens out.
You're Italian, though.
So. See, I can't be Joe because Joe does everything.
Yeah. I feel like you or Landon are Joe. Jared. You or Jared are Joe.
Wow.
You
got confused for Jared.
Yeah, Landon.
I did. I missed Jared. Jared would be Joe. The diversity hire isn't cutting it anymore.
We need more men.
My heart is.
Yeah, no.
I'm bringing up so many good conversations.
Becky, you're doing great.
Thank you.
You're a great.
Yeah, no, like you, Jared, I think is definitely Joe. That's just Jared. There's not much that Jared won't do just for the fucking bit.
Yeah. Trey, you're Sal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Sal. I won't do shit. I was like, I was trying to think. It's like, am I Murray or am I Sal? Because they don't do, refuse to do bits. I'm Sal. Because Sal also, like, actively gets sick about doing things, too. Like, if it's some, like, a little gross thing, he will just start throwing up shit. Like, that is me to a T. I can't do gross shit.
So then, Landon, that leaves you with
Murr. Murr or Q? Meg, are you Q?
I tagged myself as Q.
Okay.
Is that Brian?
Yeah, that's Brian. Yeah. Why are you calling him? Why are you using his legal name? He's Q.
He's Q.
See, I'm watching Practical Jokers. I don't know them enough to know their characteristics.
That's why you're Murr.
This chipmunk looking fucking bow tie wearing.
All right, I'm gonna find like a BuzzFeed fucking which impactful joker are you?
Which?
Third Google, Phil, and it's literally from BuzzFeed. Look at me.
All right. Which impractical joker died?
No one died. No one's dead.
Wait, hang on.
Murray was killed and then he was replaced with a really close.
No!
It becomes a trio when one of the beloved impractical jokers steps away before season 10 for personal reasons.
Oh, yeah, Joe stepped away.
Yeah. Where does it say something about someone getting stabbed and dying?
Which pitch an impractical invention? Crotch watch, the 47-hour energy bar, jalapeno milk, or the brick flops?
What?
The brick flops. And you guys call yourselves impractical joke fans. Okay, all right. I see how it is.
Oh, see, sorry, that one's losing me.
Oh, course, I would go with the brick flops. That's
oh, of course.
Cause trouble at the mall by having someone watch your grandpa, competing in a silent dance-off, pretending you're a detective, or giving a stranger a massage.
Are we good? Is the video's back? The video just keeps flashing in and out because I keep switching my fucking monitors. This is why Jared needs to produce the show.
Oh, okay.
No, compete in a silent dance-off.
So there happens to be some random guy named Joe Gatto.
Who died.
In L.A., who was shot at least once in the abdomen and died. He was 78 in 2013.
All right, so I feel like we should take this quiz together.
Right.
Like all three of us at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What did you? Is it Witch of True TV's Impractical Jokers?
I sent the link in streaming VC.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the right one. Okay, I found it myself. Independent woman.
Pitch an impractical invention: the crotch watch, the 47-hour energy bar, jalapeno milk, or brick flops.
Whoa. Brick flops. See, remember when you said that earlier? Yeah, that was a call back to that. Yep. I'm going with brick flops. I don't know about you guys, but are we saying the answer is brick flops?
I also wanted to go with brick flops.
I think we're all going to be Sal.
Cause trouble at the mall by having someone watch your grandpa, competing in a silent dance-off, pretending you're a detective, giving a stranger a massage.
Ugh.
Dance off.
I feel like I'm gonna say having someone watch your grandpa's. That's hands off.
Pretending
I just say
I'm a detective.
All right.
Sure. Power to you.
That one we all had a different answer.
Yeah.
I just like to think that like we would shoulder check. Hey, you got a problem? Oh yeah.
No, silent. You can't make noise.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I could ever do that.
I could not do that.
Start breakdancing.
What do you think you could sell? Hot dog smoothie? Coffee beans and underwear? Toilet soldiers? Whale meat for the poor?
Whale meat for the poor. Easy answer.
Toilet soldiers.
I want to say hot dog smoothie, but that would gross me the fuck out. But I'm going to say hot dog smoothie.
Would you like hot dogs? Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. How about an unqualified lecture? Awkward corporate team building? Intimate photography? Applying tape to a wall?
Button?
That is a belly button, I think. Or painting.
Landon, you're legally not allowed to choose painting.
Yeah, you cannot choose painting.
Applying tape to a wall.
Maggie,
you're
legally not allowed to apply tape to a wall. Sorry, just how the rules are. We're doing this.
Okay, but you actually have like a piece of art being entered into a competition right now.
You?
Or, like, I don't know if it's
you?
A competition.
Show me
I'm
your hands.
Gay,
show me your hands.
And I'm Italian.
You're gay and you're Italian, and both of those, they immediately have the. I'm going to have to put a handicap.
Oh, also, I am autistic.
So you definitely are not allowed to put tape
ooh.
On
the wall.
No, I do hands.
You do what?
I do hands.
Yeah, I'm putting tape on a wall.
I'm going to do intimate photography.
Trey?
I am gonna do applying tape to a wall.
Team tape on the wall.
Teach a class you know nothing about. Fencing, foreign language, tennis, stand-up bass.
Is there any handicaps you want to throw out now? You know, just
yeah, you can't.
I'm going to give myself a handicap and say that I'm not allowed to teach about foreign language because I know a decent amount about foreign languages and how a lot of
I thought you were going to say tennis and be like, did you learn that in fucking Spanish class too? Or
I actually did play tennis in
there
high
it is. in Spanish class.
And I also did watch a tennis anime.
I don't know French. Shit about foreign languages.
Well, I'm French.
I don't
so...
know shit about fencing.
It just comes natural to me. You know. It's natural to me. So, tennis.
Tennis.
All right. Show an apartment with a random baby.
What the fuck is that picture?
That is
one.
Quite the fucking picture. Scary living room, and it is just a living room with "Welcome to Hell" spray painted on a wall. Random baby, by the way, for our audio listeners, and which is everyone right now because no one can see this quiz, is like a baby on a floor, hardwood floor. There's like a gallon of milk sitting beside it, and then like cereal, but maybe like all over the floor.
Legos.
Yeah,
like Captain Crunch.
Fairy princess master bedroom. It's like, yeah, it's just a child's bedroom, a little girl's bedroom with like a play castle in it. And then Wall of Paranoia. This is just a Reddit user's bedroom.
Like, it's got like red strings.
It's got like, it's got the yeah, conspiracy theory board. And then
Charlie Day.
Yeah.
I was going to say this looks like all of our bedrooms, but then the random baby one just is not explainable at all.
Okay, tag yourself which bedroom? Fairy princess master bedroom.
Wall of Paranoia.
Wall of Paranoia. Yeah, I am going with...
Random baby. Yeah, I think I could sell a house that has a fairy princess master bedroom.
I think
or
I could...
show an apartment that has that.
Yeah, I feel like that's the easy answer. That's the normal thing on this list.
I know. So I could do it.
I could do it.
What the fuck are you doing, Landon?
This egg roll definitely has meat in it.
I could sell random baby. Aww. I could make that work.
It tastes like jerky, like a meat stick. Why the fuck would you put that in a fucking egg roll?
Egg.
All right. Finally, endure a punishment. Get a public prostate exam. Fend off a zombie apocalypse. Embarrass yourself as a genie, or publicly reject a wedding proposal.
I've seen that last one. That one's fucking rough. I'm going to do that one.
I was going to say.
That's rough. I'm going to do it.
One. I got. Oh.
That's the situation where, like, he has to say, like, someone's proposing to him and he has to say no.
He has
right?
to say no, yeah. Okay. I could do that one. Are we all, Q. Quinn?
I got Quinn.
We're all Q.
We'll do enough. But not enough.
Q, not as loud as the rest of your group. You're a rugged, regular guy with a quieter charm. You don't overthink things. Your attitude is... Somebody help me with that. Thank you. And it sometimes looks like you don't have a care in the world. But when the going gets tough, you must just be the most effective one in your group. And definitely the best tightrope walker.
I couldn't tightrope walk.
I'm not Q.
That shit would go right in between my legs.
I'm afraid of heights.
That's the fucking face that you... Oh, no, yeah.
I did the fucking, like, Shrek. Like... that one. I did that face.
Oh, I hate that. Look like a fucking bird.
Oh, God.
Oh, my nose.
I need food.
All right. Well, that brings us to 9 o'clock, so...
Wow, perfect timing.
Wow.
Any closing remarks from anybody? Q, any closing remarks from you?
Q. How about Q?
Q. It's the Spider-Man meme. We're all just pointing at each other. Perfect.
And The Office finger guns. Two Office references.
Got him in there.
We need to stop him.
Never.
All right. Maggie, were you gonna say something?
All right. Anyways,
I wanted to have a closing remark, so I was like trying to stall by going like but I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah. So
Maybe
if we're able to talk about it, then maybe we can get this idea across. That we if we were able to, if it's a possibility. Now, this is just only a hypothetical situation, but if we're able to even just talk about it, the idea of what
Idiosyncrasies. Bum, bum.